first and foremost, just made you want to try to run for Osage County Treasurer this time around? And kind of along with that, just talk about some of your qualifications.
Okay. So I am Shauna Myers. I am running for Osage County Treasurer. Very nervous about being recorded and doing all of this, but I am still excited about doing it. So the reason why I ran is because I see opportunity to make a difference. I can see things that I would like to change in the treasurer's office, update. I like programs and systems, but I also have a bit of a financial background, of course. And so I like data and all of that. I have also website design background. I have all of that, and I can see so many things within the treasurer's office that I think that we can improve and make it better for the citizens of Osage County.
And of course, your opponent, Bridget West, she's been working in the treasurer's office for 3 years now, first deputy under Sally Halls. Some people might see that and say, well, she's got a bit more experience compared to what you've had just working in the treasurer's office itself. So What would you say to people who might look at that and say, well, she's got the experience factor?
Well, with door knocking, what I have been telling, because that has actually been a very hot topic when I do door knock, is that she does have the experience in the office, but I have worked very hard and gone out of my way to make sure that I am trained at best to my ability, of course, out there. So I don't have a background in the treasurer's office, but I do have a financial background. So I was, of course, in healthcare for 22 years, a very long time, it feels like. For the last 7 years was actually with a financial background. I was a CPC, which is kind of like the CPA, but on the medical side. It was my own business, and I worked from home. But I worked with large accounts, lots of money. We had to work with the law because it's medical. We did fee schedules, and I worked with some of the largest and most difficult states where I was very familiar with auditing. They audited us every year. You had to have 85% or higher. If not, they pulled you from it. We had very high standards, very familiar with large formulas and accounts and making sure that you're watching and looking for the fine details. So even though I don't have the treasurer's experience in that office, I do have the financial background, and on top of that, I am fully accredited with the OSU. A lot of people are not aware that here in Oklahoma, a lot of the elected officials, they require you to be continue to get training so you know what you're doing and with your job. I started pursuing the county government training before I even worked for the county, and I have all of my classes for the treasurers and also for the commissioners. I'm very familiar with all of the county government because I feel like the treasurer's office touches everybody, and that it's very important that we know what's going on in all of the offices so we can best help them. On top of that, I've gone across the state and have had training behind the scenes with treasurers across the state. So I see how they do their processes, and a lot of them do things very different. And I've also found ways where we can save money in our county. I've done a lot of open records requests with our county. Like I said, being in the other counties, seeing how they do things, I have found ways that I do believe that we can save a lot of money. I'm very excited. I've really done my homework.
And for those who may not know, just what do you, because you mentioned county government, yes, and what you're doing right now. So just what are you doing right now with the county?
Okay, so my title, it's a mouthful, is the Community Engagement Coordinator. And so my job is to make sure that the community, the people who are in Osage County, understand county government. So if someone gets online and they have a question, I'm able to interact with them and explain things to them. I keep that all up to date, but I also do other things as well. I like data and I like programs, but I've created systems to make things work and run better with our within our district. Actually, that we've shared to other counties and other places to make sure that things run smoother. So my job, I create brochures to help put out there. I'm actually working on the one for the district attorney's office. It's looking pretty good. I'm very excited about it. But we have one for the commissioners. We have them for the nutrition program, the court clerk, the county clerk. We have one for the sheriff's department. We have multiple ones, and I still have working on planning and zoning, district attorney, and I was saving the treasurer's one for last.
And of course, most important thing people probably want to know, just what's your platform, what are you running on?
Okay, making a change and updating our systems. That's a lot of what my platform is. I had actually 10 of them. Everybody kept saying, you're crazy, you're not going to remember all those, which I do forget, so I have to go back and look sometimes, but I've seen so many things I want to change and that we can improve. That's why I ended up with 10 things. But today I'll just talk about two. There's an option here in the county that I've done in District 2. A lot of people like to do things like text messaging now. And if you're like me, you might not be I'm navigationally challenged. So if you say north, south, east, west, I can usually get it if you give me a minute, but I'm more of that woman that you say, hey, go here. I'm like, no, is it down this road? Turn left at the barn and turn right at something. But now what you can do with our district stuff is you can send us information, send us a ping, send us a location, those kind of things. But on the treasurer side, we can remind people to do things like pay their taxes. We can also send them a calendar notice that they can add to their phone and let them know that things are coming up. If they're interested in information, even like the resale, you can send people reminders and let them know because they're interested in it. Just ways that we can help people in the community and make it easier for them. Another part of the platform that I'd like to do, like I was saying, one part that I've done my research. Here in Oklahoma, they've done something called investment pooling. It's something that we're not utilizing here in Osage County. And it's where we can take some of our money and take it out of the bank, but we put it in a pooling system that we can put our money with things like Tulsa County, Cleveland County, Oklahoma County, those larger counties that have a lot more funds than we do. And we can get better rates of return back. And so that is something that I think that we can improve and do as well.
And just to go back on that texting system you had mentioned a second ago, someone like my parents, 70 years old, my dad in particular, not big into the whole texting system, so is there a phone option for something like that as well?
Obviously. Thank you. I'm glad you asked that. And so never taking away the systems that people are comfortable with, you still want to offer and legally make sure that people can walk in, they can send emails and text and call. So you don't want to take anything away. It's just offering more services for more people when they feel more comfortable. So, you know, sometimes people aren't thinking about something until 3 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes my brain doesn't shut off, and it would be nice to be able to do something like that quickly with a text message, and then someone can get back to you the next day when they're actually open. Just more options, but not taking anything away ever.
In 2023, you were the chair of the Osage County GOP.
Yes.
Over the course of that next year, again, things went kind of south. July timeframe, no longer taken over. That was July of 2024, that is. You're no longer Osage County GOP. So just over the course of that 14 months or so, just kind of what happened there. And I'm just kind of reflecting your time of what you maybe could have done better.
Okay. That is a loaded question because a lot of stuff happened over there, and I won't get into the weeds too much, so keep it pretty basic. I became chair, very, very excited to make a change. We came up with, when I came in, we had hardly any funds, I think around $500. I had never done anything like this before, really put myself out there, very excited about it and very nervous, but got out there and participated and wanted to grow the party. There was a disagreement about growing the party. That was not what everybody wanted. But I'm more of the, a lot of people wanted to be engaged and involved. So so that was what I wanted to do. And there was just internal disagreements. A lot of people were not sure about the processes of county government, and there was a lot of information that was not correct that was shared. That's actually why I got started taking the county government training classes. It's because when I asked people questions, they were very certain they knew the answer, but then when I come to find out correctly, they were wrong. I don't want to be told incorrectly, so I went to the source and got the training of the county. That started making people unhappy. And I am one of those people that, though I can be shy at times, I still would, I don't like bullies. I don't like to be pushed around. And so I wanted to still pursue, and that was something that they did not agree with. They did try to remove me as chair. There had been a disagreement on the processes. I disagree that they followed the processes correctly. The other side thought that they did. I had a certified parliamentarian with me with these meetings that also had notes saying that they did not follow the process properly. And so I definitely go with that. It was a big upheaval, a lot of people very upset, but now it's just trying to move on. When the time was up, I turned in my resignation and all the money that we got and received and everything. We turned it back over to the party when my term was actually over. And that also upset some people. But like I said, according to everything, we followed the process that we believe that was correct. And I stand by that. And there's just a lot of little things that kind of happened in between there. But I think it's time to move on and everybody get past it and move forward.
And just one final question I will ask on that, because I know it's been a hot topic of discussion. Somewhere in that time frame, August 2024, funds, Temu, Amazon.
Yes.
Talk about those allegations.
Oh, absolutely. It's really kind of strange. So what we did was, it's 2024, I mean, huge election year. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. And so Temu, actually I had not ever heard of Temu before, but a friend of mine said that's what their daughter does for promotional stuff. And so it worked out pretty good. We bought a bunch of promotional items off of Temu and Amazon. So like, if I don't remember the prices, it's been a while and I've slept a couple times since then, but if we'd purchase a hat and it'd be like $6 or something like that, we would turn around and we would, you know, accept a donation for that, like $15. And so we sold a lot of hats, a lot of flags, a lot of, not sold, we accepted donations for those items. And so we would just get more money and then start the cycle so we can grow. So by the time it was all over, we went to from around $500 to $3,500 to $3,600 just from growing like that. So the allegations, whether I stole anything or there was any kind of anything improper, is not correct. What we did is we purchased things so when we could accept more donations to bring the party up and have more money. And like I said before, all of that money was turned over with my resignation there at the very end.
All right. Well, whether it be running for Osage County Treasurer, qualifications, Osage County GOP Chair, anything else that I may have left out that you would like to add at all?
Yes, I guess there is. I think that it's important to remember that this is a county or a country that we go by laws, and that you have to prove someone's guilt. I shouldn't have to prove my innocence. Remember that we're very busy with an election time, and so I don't have time to get down there and online and address every single thing that comes up, which I wish I could. But just remember that if you hear or see something out there, ask for proof. Ask for videos, and then if it sounds ridiculous, chances are it actually is. And so just take a step back and think, is this really accurate? And if so, ask them to show you. You want the proof.